question is, do I go with the iPhone 4 or do I go with an Android phone? And what do you think the factors are, I guess, in making that decision?
I guess for me, if you're already used to the iPhone, the way the iPhone works, it seems to me that you would be most comfortable in going to the iPhone 4, I mean. For me, it would definitely depend on your preference for a carrier, because one of the biggest downsides to the iPhone, of course, is AT&T, and not everyone gets the best AT&T coverage. And the benefit of Android, you get all these different choices, right? You get the HTC Evo 4G, you get the Motorola Droid, you get all these choices. So there's definitely more of a option for you if you want to go Android. And there's something to be said about a quote unquote open source system where you get more room for different applications, things like that. So.
And what about the kind of the simplicity of the iPhone versus Android? Is it, do you feel like it's something that is more suitable to someone who isn't as savvy as an Android?
Yeah, there's this whole thing about how Android is maybe a little bit more suited for those who are very interested in going deeper into their devices. Like a lot of the Android operating system in general allows for more digging through, whereas the iPhone OS is pretty simple. You can just pick it up and use it. Android is pretty easy to use too, but I would agree with you that the iPhone seems to be a little bit more consumer friendly in that sense.
And what about the FaceTime and video functionality? I know that it's tied to Wi-Fi, but it seems like it might would there be a problem as far as if you use that heavily and now they're kind of limiting data, would that
Yeah.
end up being a problem?
I think with Wi-Fi, it's okay. Once that opens up to 3G, and I don't know if it will, but if it does, then yeah, hitting that cap is going to be very likely, I think. I think I'm not exactly sure how many minutes you can go by doing that, but I do think, if it opens to 3G, then that's going to be a problem
Yeah.
for sure.
What do you think out of what's been announced for the iPhone 4, what do you think are the things that will kind of be the most important or most exciting features out of those?
I think the most important thing, honestly, for me is the battery life. Apparently, it was this new larger battery. They promised, it'll last longer. And for those who existing iPhone owners, they know that battery life can be an issue. So I think that's going to be one of the biggest benefits for sure. The display looks very interesting. This new Apple's new Retina display that apparently is like quote unquote better than print, live print apparently. And we'll see if that really works out, but it looks very promising so far.
And do you think that also might make a difference as far as apps and let's say if you're reading something on apps or going to news apps and things like that?
Yeah, I think with the new OS, they're introducing iBooks with the iPhone, and of course, having a live print, a true to print display is going to be very helpful for reading, especially in games as well. It's going to be very good for that. So yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think about Android that kind of makes it superior or makes it better than iPhone in some ways?
I suppose with the Android operating system, you don't, you're not as closed in, right? So with Android, developers are free to develop whatever app they want. There's no gate, there's no gatekeeper to keep them from getting these new interesting apps. I suppose it definitely depends on your customizability factor as well. Android phones are usually more customizable. There are more things you can do with the home screen. It's a different philosophy.